بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter. باب النهي عن المسافرة بالمصحف إلى البلد الكفار إذا خيف وقوعه بأيدي العدو. The chapter on the prohibition of traveling with the Quran to the lands of the disbelievers if it is feared that it will fall into enemy hands. What is meant by this hadith that we're going to do is that person is going into the land of the non-Muslims, and it's feared that these people will show disrespect to the Quran if they happen to get overpower, or they happen to get the copy of the Quran that this Muslim is going into non-Muslim land, and they may mock at that Quran, they may jeer that Quran, or they may take the Quran and show disrespect to it. Then it is prohibited for a Muslim to take the Quran Sharif and go into the non-Muslim land. Why? Because there may be a possibility, a person fears that some disrespect will be shown to Quran Sharif. So here we learn something from this, is that Quran Sharif is something that should be so respected. So much of care and so much of respect should be shown to the Quran Sharif when it is with us. Imagine, even when we're traveling also, we got to think that is any disrespect going to be shown to this Quran Sharif on this journey of mine to the land of the disbelievers? If that is the case, then I don't take the Quran Sharif also. Although Quran Sharif is something so close to the Muslims, but the respect of the Quran is very, very important. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yusafara bil Quran ila ardi al adu, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ma narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited traveling with the Quran to the enemy lands. Now, if there is no fear, the person is going to the land of the kuffar, of the enemy, then there is no fear that there is any disrespect going to be shown to the Quran Sharif, then there is no harm, then there is no harm of taking the Quran Sharif to these lands. So here, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi would often mention one incident. He said once he went to one person's house, and the son had come from madrasa, and he had taken the Quran Sharif and he put it on top of the television, as though he's keeping it on a place, or that became the space to keep the Quran in the house. So he explains that how hurt he was. Few times he mentioned this incident, that how can a person take the Quran Sharif and put it on top of the television? Where is the respect for the Quran? In other words, this television is an instrument that haram is being seen on. So much of filth comes out from there, and the Quran Sharif is taken and placed on top. So these pious people, they would even look to see where the Quran Sharif was placed, how it was placed, what respect it was it's shown. Once we were in Madina Sharif, and somebody left a Quran Sharif on top of a packet of toilet rolls, thinking that he's keeping it high. Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib corrected it. He said the Quran Sharif must be kept even on something that is shown respect. So the Quran Sharif is shown respect, but his toilet roll shown any respect. So the Quran should also be kept on top of things that are shown respect. Don't keep it on top of toilet rolls, because this is something that is used for istinja. So when a person is keeping the Quran also, he must think one step ahead. Am I keeping it on a place that is shown respect? I'm keeping on a thing that is shown respect, similar to what Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was explaining. He said, how can it be kept on top of something that is not shown respect? And once we were in Dubai airport, so Hazrat Mufti Sahib seen that this Quran shelves, like how we have our cupboards and Quran shelves, it was dirty, not dirty, but everything was mismatched. One green Quran, and then one blue Quran, and one big Quran, one small Quran. Some were lying down, some were lying up, some were kitabs in between, and some dust. I still remember he took out everything from the shelf one by one, wiped the Quran Sharif, put it neatly, all the blue Qurans together one size, all the green Qurans together one size, all the small blue Qurans together, all the small green Qurans together, cleaned up everything, put the small kitabs one side. Why? Because this is the Quran Sharif, it deserves respect. And sometimes when we go to the airport also, we just read our namaz, we're out, we don't even think, is the Quran Sharif that is being placed here, is the Quran Sharif being shown any respect? So these great people, they always think like that, that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me show respect. And to the extent the person shows respect to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent the person will benefit from reading the Quran Sharif. To that extent he'll benefit from the words and the meaning of Quran Sharif, and to that extent the nur of the Quran Sharif will come to him. There is an incident that is mentioned, shall we terminate on this incident, of one person whose wife had told him that we've got some money, go and see what you can buy from the marketplace. We've got a little bit of money, they were poor family, poor people, go see what you can buy from the marketplace. So this person goes out and he looks to see what people are selling. Now he's thinking that we saved up this money for so long, let us buy something that is very valuable. So looking to see what everyone is selling. Someone is selling one thing, another person is selling some homemade item, some person is selling some sweetmeat, some person is selling something else. So eventually he came to one place, one person is saying, I'm selling Kalamullah, Kitabullah, Kalamullah, Kitabullah. So this person gets very surprised that this person is selling the Kalam of Allah, selling Kitabullah, he's selling the Quran Sharif. What can be a better thing to buy than to buy this Kitabullah, Kalamullah? He was a villager, came to the city to buy something. And he was so impressed that this person has got Kitabullah. So he bought that Quran. And he said, where must I keep this? This is Allah's Kalam. Where must I keep it? So he took it all the way on his head out of respect. And he took it back to the village. So when he went, the wife asked him what he had purchased. So he said, I bought this Kalamullah. So she also was so overawed that the Kalam of Allah you had bought. The Kalam of Allah. So now they didn't know where to keep it in the house. So they would take turns like that to keep it on their head. Like that they would take turns with so much of respect. Keep it, didn't know how to read it, wiped it, and like that they kept it. After 3 days, the incident goes, that after 3 days they decided, let us open and see what is inside. Let us open and see what words are inside. When they opened the Quran Sharif to see, Allah Pak had made both of them Hafiz al-Quran because of the respect they showed the Quran. So this is not something far-fetched. If a person shows that respect, it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that full benefit and full words. Therefore the Hufaz also, those students that become Hafiz al-Quran, they always told that when you keep the Quran, keep it with a lot of respect. When you have the desk also, keep the desk with respect. Don't sit on top of the desk. Don't write on the desk. Don't do anything to the desk because the Quran Sharif is kept on top of the desk. Our Ustad Hazrat Harun Sahib, he also mentioned when even keeping a kitab, they don't keep it half jutting out of the table and half inside. When you keep it, he said, Puri Torpar, completely keep it nicely, neatly on the table. So the kitab also of hadith, the Quran Sharif also is shown. Complete respect. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.